This is a dictation for ZBIGNIEW. Last name is Wojcik, Wojcik. Date of birth is 6/4/1970. Date of visit is 9/11/2024. Date of accident is 6/29/2021. The patient is here for a follow-up visit, and Mr. Wojcik was a restaurant driver and was rear-ended by a pickup truck, leading to headaches, mild symptoms of TBI like loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, loss of concentration, and pain syndrome focusing on neck pain, mid back pain, lower back pain, and pain in the right shoulder, motor weakness of the right arm. The patient has undergone extensive physical therapy. Spinal cord stimulation device was installed. After there was an equivocal relief from lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections. The patient currently reports his headaches are no more bothering him. Occasional vision disturbance and ear ringing, lack of concentration and loss of memory, along with chronic fatigue. He also is not reporting any panic, depression, anxiety, or any bad dreams. He still has some pain in the lower back and mid back. However, it is almost 90% improved with the help of spinal cord stimulation device that was done recently, a few months ago. The patient has reported the pain varies from 4 to 6, ADLs are affected 6, and 90% healing has been reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure of 129/93, pulse 68, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be as follows. The patient general review is the same as previous visit of 7/23/24/0804-058. In the skin, please mention there is a scar in the lumbar region for the placement of spinal cord stimulation device, and in the neurology, patient has no normal neurological examination. Musculature examination is completely normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, a scar of 2 inches long, L4, L5, S1 area is present from the surgery at L5, S1 in the past subsequent to this accident. Palpation does not reveal any scoliosis, kyphosis, or muscle spasm or tenderness of the spine. No hypertonicity, no trigger points are noticed. The range of motion for the cervical spine appears to be normal. Forward flexion 60, extension 50, side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 30. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are negative at this time, including sacroiliac joint. Please go ahead and mention that the Hoffman sign negative, Sperling negative, Lerman test is negative, restriction test negative, Soto Hart test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Breger test is negative. Kemp test negative. Levinsky sign is negative. SI joint is non-tender. Standing flexion test negative. Iliac compression test negative. Distraction test negative. Favor test negative. Gonsalin test negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Examination of the right upper extremity delivers motor power of 4/5. However, range of motion is completely normal. The rest of the extremities are completely normal, including the elbow. There is no tenderness of the medial or lateral epicondyle or olecranon. And the rest of the examination of the right shoulder is completely same from the previous visit. Completely normal, except for a muscle weakness of 4/5. Range of motions are normal, and inspection palpation do not reveal any abnormal finding for the shoulder on the right side. No tenderness is noticed, and Hawking Kennedy test is negative. MPBR can test negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Gait is normal. Patient is able to walk without any adaptive device. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to discharge the patient for follow-up with the spine surgeon, Dr. Reddin. Patient is provided with Orotram, 50 milligram every 12 hours, 30 tablets for pain relief after reviewing his MAPS and labs. Rest of the medications are withdrawn. He is quite relieved, and his case is moving along pretty well. The patient is given 60 days in which to visit us again if need be. Patient wants to continue some therapy for the neck and the lower back 2 times a week, along with laser, which has been discussed with him. It remains off work and household replacement and transportation. Thank you.